The vinyl resurgence is thriving in New Hampshire. Do a quick Google search and you'll find there are nearly 24 music stores across the Granite State carrying new or used records. Across the globe, vinyl LP sales spiked by 53% last year, reaching the format's highest point in 25 years. To find out what's behind this renewed interest in records, Morning Edition host Rick Ganley paid a visit recently to Thrifty's Secondhand Stuff in Manchester. The mecca for local vinyl collectors is tucked away in the back of a warehouse, and in keeping with its focus on all things nostalgia, focuses exclusively on used records.
Sit down by the Blues Brothers over here.
Co-founder Bruce Bennett is showing me around Thrifty's Secondhand Stuff and shows off a small stage display with life-size figures of Jake and Elwood Blues. It's one of his treasures.
My passion is music. I'm a musician. You know, some people say they have a man cave or they have whatever. I have a man warehouse.
There are drum kits and stacks of old audio gear. On one of the walls, there's autographed guitars from the likes of Eric Clapton, Frank Zappa, and Kurt Cobain.
How about this, like we say, a bargain warehouse, you know, slash rock and roll museum. A rock and roll museum and a bargain warehouse. You know, what's old is new again, so to speak. Nostalgia, vintage, collectibles. So that's how it came about.
The store opened 5 years ago, and it's evolved over time. Today, almost all of the store's business is in music, more specifically, vinyl. Store manager Chris Gleason looks out at rows of records that span the warehouse floor.
Well, there are tens of thousands, and we're not really quite sure how many when you talk about titles. And as far as actual pieces of vinyl, there's well over 100,000.
Thrifty's Secondhand Stuff now bills itself as having New England's largest collection of used vinyl.
This obviously spans an incredible number of years. I mean, we're talking, we've got 78s that go back to the 30s. You know, we're talking 80 years of stuff.
To early
hip hop and picture discs. And
you've got a Judas Priest picture disc right there in your hand.
Yeah.
I ask Gleason what customers most often are looking for.
I think what they walk out with primarily is memories rekindled. And they walk around and they see stuff that they grew up with and or their friends had or somebody in their family had. And everybody leaves with a smile on their face. The vinyl revival has really propelled us along.
Much has been made about the comeback of vinyl in the past few years, though record sales still account for a small percentage of revenue in the music industry. Still, the itch for collecting old vinyl seems to be growing, and it's not just a trip back in time for boomers and Gen Xers.
You know, I think about half of our vinyl customers are under the age of 25, and they're liking what they see. And you know, when I have a 15-year-old kid bring up, the best of Buffalo Springfield,
Queen and
things like that, and they know the stuff, they like it. They're going to sit down and listen to it.
Over in the next aisle, Chris Gendron of Manchester is sifting through the new arrivals.
Oh, the hunt is absolutely the biggest part for me. I'm here to look for Black Sabbath albums, and I looked last week, and they didn't have any, but I'm here again to look.
Gendron says he comes in about once a week and has a collection that's grown to about 300 records. He says there's nothing like an original pressing.
If you find a Beatles White album that was an original copy, you know, that's certainly a big difference. There's some satisfaction to finding original music in good condition that's still playable and to hear it as it was meant to be heard.
Well, there are hardcore music lovers. Bruce Bennett, the store's co-owner, says there are others who come in with some unusual requests.
We had someone come in here and said, I need 12 album covers all associated with cats. Because they had a cat room in their house and they were making some kind of display on the actual wall, and they had already bought the frames, and every album had to be cat themed. Ted Nugent, Cat Scratch Fever, you know, the soundtrack to Cats, and I can't even think of half of them, but they found them.
Now Thrifty's is looking into expanding. Bennett says his plan is to start cataloging the records so he can sell them online. He's also looking to opening a satellite location either in Manchester or Salem. But he's also trying to get creative when it comes to bringing records to where the customers are.
Are you aware of the Thrifty's Recordmobile? took an old transit bus and painted it in the 50s theme, and that's filled with records. And when you walk inside, you can shop vinyl. So now we can bring it to events.
As I leave, I catch up with Chris Gendron, who hasn't had any luck in his search for Black Sabbath. But he'll be back.
There will be that one day, and it's going to be a good day. That is exactly, though, the hunt, the satisfaction of finding something you're looking for.
For NHPR, I'm Rick Gamble.